Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. Speaking of optimizing performance, we now have trained AI assistants to help you close more deals, reduce labor costs up to 90%, and free up your time for higher value tasks. To learn more, go to anabots.ai. That's anabots. AI. Today's guest is Katrina Friel, an international keynote speaker, award-winning author, and business mentor with over 25 years of experience. She has honed her expertise in personal and professional development, offering a practical and pragmatic approach that has been described as dynamic, spirited, and empathic. Known for her ability to challenge behaviors, beliefs, and thinking, please welcome a catalyst for profound discovery, Katrina Friel. Welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something, Katrina, that you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Well, I reckon that the hustle culture didn't really work, and all it did was left us with a bit of burnout. Anxiety, depression is rife. Everyone is self-medicating, and it's pretty tough on entrepreneurs. So I myself got burnt out twice before I was 25. So I'm 55 now, and I would not have survived if I didn't make really serious changes around how I thought about overworking, work ethic, and what you're willing to do to stay alive these days. So I reckon the new luxury is peace of mind. And I think what we're going to see is a flip to peace of mind and doing less, but being more efficient and effective. Not just efficient, not just effective, but efficient and effective, and not just being busy for the sake of being busy. Busy is no longer a badge of honor that you should wear with pride, that's for sure.
It's actually something that I'm very passionate about. I use busy as a four-letter word.
Yeah, it's rude, isn't
Yeah.
it?
And in fact, I am so passionate about that word that you can go into your phone and you can do this thing called text replacement. And so I forced myself every time I typed the word busy, it would actually autocorrect to unfocused.
That's
And
fantastic.
still to this day, it does that. And sometimes it's like there's a legitimate reason you would use the word busy, and then I don't catch it. I'm like, ah, crap. And so if you ever get a text from me that says I'm very unfocused right now, you'll know why. I'm just
Absolutely.
telling the truth, man. You know, but it's it,
Uphill.
and here's here I want you to speak to this because this is something I'm very passionate about and something that I understand more than probably hardly anybody else, but why does hustle culture not work? And what do you think was the catalyst to make people realize that that is no longer the way to do it?
Well, I just want everyone to visualize for a second a bell curve. Everyone understands what a bell curve looks like. So, to me, if we draw it up this way, we've got underproductive at the very bottom of the left-hand side, and we've got over productivity on the right-hand side. And in the middle, on the big fat bit of the bell curve, is peak performance. To be in peak performance, you have to be relaxed and focused. Think about an athlete before running the 100 meters. They are relaxed and focused. They're shaking out any excess, which is overstressed, which is on the right-hand side of the bell curve. So anyone that's overstressed is actually not productive, not in peak performance, very far away from peak performance. I can't even describe it really when you're overstressed, but I do know it as a sound. And it's the sound of spinning your wheels. Zzz. nothing catching. So that's overstress. That's not where you want to be. And you certainly don't want to be lethargic and on the other end where you're doing nothing, days are going by, weeks are going by, and you're just plodding along doing absolutely nothing. That's not where you want to be either. There is this beautiful piece in the middle called peak performance, and that's where you want to be. If you're relaxed and you're focused, people like you and I, Josh, would be meditating, taking walks in nature. Even drive time is can be peak performance, because you're getting your best ideas while you're in the shower and driving, right? Just like your last podcast said.
Yeah, and so you hit on something here. When we're in this state of high stress, it's almost impossible for you to be operating at peak performance.
Oh, yeah,
And
I can't even think.
you opened up a can of worms on that because there are physiological reasons for that. And the main one being without going like we can geek out, man, but we only have a few
We
minutes. But without going too deep, you really hit on something, and I think it's important that we explain why. Now, I'm gonna start this, and I have no idea what you know, but I bet if I start this, you can finish it. So, the reason that you can't perform at your peak when you're in a high stress environment has to do with survival instincts kicking in. Your brain is designed to survive, period. That Maslow's hierarchy of needs. If you don't have safety and shelter, you're not worried about getting something to eat. And if you don't have something to eat, you're not worried about that girl saying yes to you asking her out. You're focused on survival. And our brains, when they're stressed, stress is cortisol. Cortisol focuses your body on only the things that tasks that you need to do in order to get through this thing alive. And so I'd love to hear your perspective on that. And or if you have some different ideas or thoughts about it, I'd love to hear like, so how do we get ourselves out of that state of stress? And what kind of damage is it actually doing to us? How is it keeping us from performing?
Well, yeah, it's fight or flight, and it's very reptilian. It's right in the deep part of our brain, as we know. And you're right, all these hormones are being released. So what happens and what you see is you get adrenal fatigue in the early phases, but then you can actually blow your adrenals. And if you blow your adrenals, it can take a good couple of years to get back to some sort of normal. It's actually really hard to repair that. If you Google it, you'll find there's a bit of a process to that. It's really you just don't want to go there because it's this long road back of total focus trying to get back. So you don't want to do that. And what we've found is people are blowing their adrenals. They then have permanent fatigue, kind of would feel like long COVID now, but people have experienced that. And so part of the way to sort of, if you feel like you're spinning your wheels and you feel you're overstressed and you are in fight or flight, you've got to take three deep breaths. Three deep breaths is not what you would do if there was a saber-toothed tiger. So the body knows, it's a signal to the body that, whoa, 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 there is no saber-toothed tiger. Calm the frig down. So start with that. And what happens is your body goes, back into normal operation and starts to put the blood back into your brain where it wasn't before. It was in your legs and your arms for fighting and running. And look, that's the way humans have survived. And well done us, we've got this far, but we're using that now for the wrong reason. It was meant to be really temporary. You were never going to run from a saber-toothed tiger for very long. It was just enough to get you from the fields into your cave and lock the door kind of thing. And it was meant to be really temporary, but we're living like this every single day in, day out. We're not even able to switch it off during sleep. No wonder we've got this sleep epidemic, as well, that goes along with all this other stuff of burnout, anxiety, depression, the whole thing.
And
It's bad.
that really leads into something that you recently did a TED talk on, which has to do with self-doubt. And it's like if I've been hitting this so long and I've been stressed out, my adrenals are burned out, and this is I can't even go to sleep. I start to question, what is my self-worth? Am I even able? Am I even capable of doing this? And could you just kind of talk a little bit about, don't reveal, the secrets of your TED talk, but what are some of the things that you found in your research as you were preparing for that?
Well, that it's really common. This whole self-doubt thing is really rife. People are really overthinking. They're unable to do critical thinking because they're in this fight or flight mode. So when you are not sleeping well and you're not well, you don't think straight. And thinking straight is where you're able to talk yourself through things, using your critical brain, your higher function, and get things done that are correct and right in the right order of things. But when you are spinning your wheels and you're stressed out to the eyeballs, ask any mother who is breastfeeding a newborn baby. They're not getting any stress. They call it baby brain for a reason. It's because placenta brain or something, because they can't think straight because they're sleep deprived. So it's the same thing with us entrepreneurs, is if we're sleep deprived, we are not thinking straight. We're not making good decisions. We're not working through things. And to be honest, being an entrepreneur requires higher function. It really does, because it's an intellectual game. You've got to be thinking about all sorts of things on every single level, especially at that startup phase. So, yeah. The self-doubt stuff is so rife and so harsh, and we're just all on a trajectory trying to get rid of self-doubt. So I suppose my whole premise is how to embrace it and how to work with it and how to not let it destroy us.
So tell us a little bit more about what do you do, and who's a good target for that? How can we learn and engage more with you?
Well, I like to get people at that startup phase where they know that it's going to make sales easier if they have a personal brand. And so what I do is set up thought leaders in their own ecosystem as their own personal brand. And I believe that there's seven streams of income that they can be tapping into. The first one we do is we work on their book. Then we work on their keynote or their TED talk. Then we create a signature program that rolls out into training, coaching, mentoring, facilitating, and then that final one, consulting. So we set that seven streams of income up, all based on their philosophy of a life. And, just my gift is able to bring that out of them. They may not even know they have a philosophy, but I soon show them that they do. And then in the program, we actually pull it out of you and turn it into these seven streams of income. But it's really important these days for entrepreneurs to have a personal brand and to know what they stand for. And that way you can do an inbound sales strategy where you're going out and speaking and then bringing in all the leads to your business that way, as opposed to, I don't know, social media and trying to hope to God somebody finds you interesting and stops scrolling. I find that a little bit, it's a tough game out there. There's a lot of noise. Whereas when you're a speaker, you're on the stage for that one moment in time and you're showcasing your views, your opinion, and how you help people. It's a really good way to sell, I reckon.
Excellent. And so where can we go to learn more about that?
So there's a web, my website is Becoming the expert.com.au, because I'm in Australia.com.au, becomingtheexpert.com.au. And a great first step, a really easy first step, is to just book in for that free strategy session so we can get to know each other. I can go a little bit deeper on where you're at and just see if we can get some clarity around who you are, what you stand for, and what we really should be building for you.
All right. Hey, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Katrina Friel, for joining us and sharing some wisdom about how she gets stuff done. For those of you who want to engage with her, you can go to her website, becomingtheexpert.com.au. And whether you're on your morning commute, in the gym, or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie and tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you're looking to boost sales, cut costs, free up your time for higher value tasks, Anabots will build a custom AI assistant for your business so you can get more done in less time. You can learn more by going to anabots.ai. Hey, that's it. Let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factor1.io. Once again, that's factor1.io. We'll see you next time.